Dr. Roman, when it comes to the raw material of the protein synthesis and other enzymes that are needed for protein synthesis, how were they there in the beginning? That is, in the first protein synthesis. Can protein synthesis work without the proteins themselves? Is there a reasonable explanation for that in the evolutionist repertoire of fiction?
You know, when it comes to protein synthesis, you have what I would call the queen mother of all chicken and egg problems. Because in order for proteins to be made, you have to have proteins in place. Proteins are reading the information in DNA so that those instructions can be copied by the cell. Those instructions are carried by proteins to the ribosome. At the ribosome, which is made up of a large number of proteins, there are proteins that are assembling proteins themselves. And in fact, even when proteins begin to fold after their production, it's proteins that are helping the proteins to fold. So you can't have proteins without proteins. But the problem is even more severe for an evolutionary paradigm, because if you are starting off with proteins that are less efficient, that quote-unquote evolved to be more efficient, that scenario could never work. Why? Because if you have inefficient, less effective proteins functioning, they're going to be producing defective proteins, which means, in turn, the proteins that make proteins are going to become more defective. And when that happens, you have something that spirals out of control and is, in effect, a death spiral for protein synthesis. So there's no way to envision how something like protein synthesis could evolve because of the chicken and egg nature of that.